Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And the Dodgers have broken this thing open. It's 5-2, top of the ninth over the Padres here. And it looks like the Dodgers working with the bases loaded as well. So the Dodgers are going to get an opening day win here in Korea.
That's a hell of a game to start the season with.
Yeah, not bad.
Going to
not bad.
South Korea like that.
You want to give away some Heat tickets?
I do. Let's
All right,
do that.
We got tickets for Heat and Blazers. I had an idea for a trivia question here. If you can name one player from the Heat who is not either out or questionable for tonight's game, we will give you those tickets. 305-567-0560. You like that?
Who's not out or questionable?
It's a long list, so you're going to have to dig deep for this one.
Man.
I need someone who's playing tonight, who's confirmed to be playing tonight.
I saw the injury list last night. It was huge, man. So let me ask you, in the NBA, is questionable mean you're questionable usually means you're going to play in the NFL. Does it mean you're going to play
Well, they got rid of, in the NFL, they got rid of probable, didn't they?
Well, questionable, basically.
So questionable is questionable. Like, there's nothing else. Like, that's the only one. So in the NBA, they can at least they can upgrade you to probable or
questionable,
doubtful. Yeah.
Questionable and doubtful or out in the NFL. Don't like to see that. Doubtful means you're not playing.
I mean, if Jimmy's on the fence about playing, I would have to guess he would jump to the side of the fence that is not playing. But
I'm guessing he plays tonight.
Based on what?
Everybody's out.
His long history of cutting it out in the regular
That's
season.
That's a good point. I got nothing behind that, Woody. Absolutely nothing.
We'll still watch. Look, it's the Cavs fans that have to pay for the tickets tonight, so we'll still watch.
Do you feel that same way, like he just doesn't really care about the regular season?
He tends to give off that impression
now,
at times,
he goes,
yes.
And he'll go for a while and get going well. And matter of fact, he was kind of, when they were playing well here recently, he was like, yeah, it's time to pick it up. We got to step it up. And he was kind of leading a charge there. So, you know, I'm not sure. But you know one thing about Jimmy, and we've seen every year in the playoffs, and he takes it nobody steps up bigger than that guy does. And we see a lot of really good players when the playoffs roll around don't play well, including a couple of guys in Boston last year. They weren't the only ones. Listen, there was a whole bunch of guys last year that didn't play well in the play. Donovan Mitchell was terrible in some of those games for Cleveland last year. I think we all agree, man. Your big guys got to play their best in all these sports. Your big guys can't do disappearing acts in any of these sports. You need your big guys to step up. The four or five guys you talk about with the Panthers, the the four or five guys with the Dolphins, your two wide receivers, your back. I mean, those guys, they got to step up and play well. And, you know, Jimmy and Bam have to be really good most nights. Unless you're just going to continue to put it on a whole bunch of other guys that, you know, Duncan Robinson's had his best year of his career this year, by far. Unbelievable story what he's been able to do. And you want to talk about a guy who's been jerked around. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. You're talking about being a starter, then finding out after having a good game, but apparently didn't play defense, so they pulled him. He was taken out, barely didn't play unless it was a blowout one way or the other at the end of games, and came back, and he's starting. He's not playing a lot. I mean, he's been through it all. He's seen the end of the bench to the starting lineup. Nobody's seen it more at both ends in their 20s more than Duncan Robinson has. And then with all these injuries and he stays healthy, he's been a starter for a lot of games. And even when he's coming off the bench, he's gotten big minutes. Duncan Robinson, there's a guy that's been through it all, man. Like, you wonder how many guys could do what he's – and now, listen, it's been a tough road to get here, so I know there's a lot more appreciation no matter what. And he's not going to pout and complain and mope around. I mean, he got paid. He got the money. The most important thing is that money, and Duncan wants to play and show he's worth every dime. And this year, he has been really, really good. There's no question about it. He has been pretty damn special. All right, Woody, what do you got?
We got a winner, man. Yeah, good. Sorry, I was talking to him for a little bit there. He had a Nova email address, so we got to talking a little bit about the conference. And
that's good, man. Everything. That's good. You're making friends.
I have enough enemies, so it's nice to make a friend here and there. So, by the way, no relation to you. His last name, Desmond from Davy, Rose from Davy. There's another Rose in Davy, unrelated, apparently.
There are no Roses here except two of my daughters. That's it.
Yeah, he said he's not related to you.
Yeah.
So we'll run the full check. I mean, if we find out he is, well, obviously you have to avoid
he's
the
lucky.
Contest.
But... He's lucky. He's not. He's lucky. Very lucky he's not, that we're not related. That's
we'll have
good
heat
thing.
Tickets on Thursday and Friday as well.
We are. Good.
Yes.
Lynn, man, I'll tell you what. Old Lynn's been working hard. I thought he was just taking pictures at the beach, but it's good to see Lynn's putting in his time there.
Taking pictures at the beach?
Of himself on his day off. He took some pictures. Everybody got to see him.
You following him on what are you on Facebook?
The girls did. I don't follow anything.
You sure?
They did. Did you
like,
see
what
him?
Are you 16? You go on Facebook? I don't follow my boss. I've had a pending friend request from Todd Greck for like a decade, so I don't go on Facebook anymore just because I don't want to accept it.
You're a little down on Todd.
No, I'm just saying. It's just
you're a little down on Todd.
I don't use Facebook anymore.
Todd's a unique guy. Todd, one of our top sales guys. And,
yeah. Facebook was awesome in college. I've stopped using it.
Yeah.
It started when I was in college. Like when I was a freshman in college, it like started and you had to be in college to use it. And now it's just a mess and a free for all. And so I just, you know, steer clear.
Give me a couple of texts.
You want a couple of texts? I'm like rambling here.
Yeah.
I feel like I had something else that I needed to tell you as well, but I've lost my train of thought. It's one thing to sit out when you've sucked in the playoffs, but when you're on the brink of ending your season, you need to play. But by the way, the Heat, and a texter writes, like, the Heat ain't in the playoffs. Yeah, the Heat need to play a little better ball down the stretch here, man.
You're saying they don't need to play that play-in thing again?
That'd be nice, but it, you know, I'd take a little momentum into the playoffs, perhaps.
So you know what's crazy?
I don't know.
I still think they're going to end up in the sixth spot.
Yeah, I don't know. They haven't shown much that would lead you to believe that.
The disappointing part is their home record has just not been very good. That's a little concerning. Have not been a very good team at home.
College football is headed to two mega conferences, SEC and Big Ten. You can either find a way in there or get left behind. It's all about money. The rest of the teams won't be able to compete and get left behind. Well, how many teams are going to be in these conferences?
So like,
do you really think it's going to be two mega? And here's the other thing, Joe. If it's two mega conferences, what's the point of having conferences?
I
Like it used to be, the point of having those conferences was for geographic – matchups, right? Because every conference you had before this all mess started, everything was close together. So you play teams that are in your area, so you limit the travel so the kids can still, you know, theoretically go to school.
They've got the way this is structured right now, this thing is a mess. And by the way, the deal that got done just pisses off some of the ACC teams like Florida State and Clemson even more, that the amount of money they're going to get starting on this new contract when they go to 12-team playoff, ACC payout is going to be $13 million per team. The Big 12 is going to get $12 million per team. And the Big 10 and SEC are going to get $21 million. Plus, for the season, those contracts are huge.
So
they'll get another $21 million on top of everything else.
So someone smarter than you and I, and we actually have someone coming on tomorrow, Dan Radakovich, is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow. And maybe you can ask him, Joe, what is the difference with that extra, what is it, $8 million? That these guys, these, you know, Clemson, FSU are going to war over? Like, is that, I mean, is it dramatic of a difference? I mean, does it impact your school that much?
Like, yeah.
All right. So I want to know why. I want to know what it impacts.
So there, the separation in money between the Big Ten and SEC and what they're getting from their contracts during the regular season contracts and now the playoffs, and you add that together and what they're getting in the ACC and some of the partners in there, some of the members, excuse me, are very upset. FSU's not happy. Clemson's not happy. And they've been the two winningest football teams we've had.
But again, it's not like those schools haven't had their opportunities in this conference. It'd be one thing if they got left out every single year.
Woody, they can't make
the
money.
Or if they were, so far behind all these other schools.
Woody, they can't make money. It's all about one thing, money. They can't make – they are bothered that two conferences are so far ahead of them, and the ACC is sitting back basically – feeling like the Big 12.
But you're talking about $8 million. I have a feeling that these bigger schools number like $20 million for the playoff. Like, that's probably nothing compared to what they're getting from some of these boosters to pay the kids.
What's that have to do
with
What do
you think the payroll at like Texas or Oklahoma is?
This is TV rights money we're talking about.
Who cares, man?
They care. What do you mean? You
don't
care?
Well, and they can spend $500 million and sue all day long and get out.
Why don't you get why they're doing this? Like, I don't understand. They're looking at what the new contracts for the Big Ten and SEC, what they're going to be making, and the ACC is tied into this contract to like 2036. They can't get out. This is what you get. Sorry.
I know our AD will know the answer to this, but even if they did get out, do you think they have invitations waiting for them?
I think Clemson and Florida State get picked up pretty quickly. But you're starting to
Does the SEC feel like the need to get into Florida? Like, they already have a footprint in Florida and Georgia. Like, do they feel like, oh, we need Tallahassee? That huge media market of Tallahassee?
Well, right now,
Miami to me is very attractive, I would think, because of, you know, at least because of the media market and the brand recognition. But Miami feels like more of a Big Ten fit.
I'll tell you what I think, and I don't know, and I will ask the AD tomorrow, but why does the SEC and the Big Ten need anybody else? They've got
it's
everybody.
A tremendous question. I don't know.
Why do they need anybody else? They're looking around going, yeah, we got everything. We got Texas coming over. A&M's here. You're good. You guys.
My FSU buddies, who are morons, happen to think that these two conferences, the SEC and the Big Ten, are just going to have a feeding frenzy, and they're just going to, like, you know, bid against each other for those two schools when they eventually get out. I don't know that that's going to be the case.
So here's the problem, though. Here's the problem, unless they're going to redo these contracts, and I don't know if ESPN's going to be in a hurry to do it. You got two more partners getting a piece of, got to divide that money up, right? USC's going to, hey, Big Ten. We don't take a back seat. Too many of you programs here on what we, you know. We're the sweethearts of the West Coast, man.
561 said the ACC teams willingly agreed to the contract. Yes. Note to self, don't send my kids to any ACC law schools. 914 says, Hollywood, I'm 54. I've gotten to the point that I don't watch the NBA anymore. It's not a sport. It's a game of horse. Why would I pay to see that? It's definitely a different product, but, you know, look, you can make the argument it's more skilled now than it's ever been, and there's a lot of exciting players. The problem is that you don't always get them in, you know, in action. So, like, tonight's game will be a good example of that. Heat and Cavs tonight. We'll see if Jimmy plays. I don't know if he's going to play or not, Joe. But both of those teams will be very shorthanded.
I would love maybe tonight, if you get a chance, or I know you're busy, maybe tonight I'll look at how many games the Michael Jordans and those guys missed.
Probably not many.
Yeah. Well, he got injured early in his career and missed most of one season, but yeah.
Jordan also only, what did he play, like 8 years? I mean, he retired in his prime, so it's not like he had to go through the long haul.
Is that your take on Michael Jordan, that for the shot to make your point that MJ didn't play long
enough? Did it work? No.
No, it was a weak point. All right, we got to go to
FSU had a chance to join the SEC. Bobby didn't want FSU to play in that strong of a conference, guy says. By the way, I just say the Jordan stuff just to try to get you riled up.
No, that's fine.
Greed is not good, Joe Rose. Karma will bite the NCAA really fast in the name of NIL.
Let me tell you something, man. Money, money, money. Money, money, money.
Didn't you think college football got humbled during COVID? Remember when all those conferences were, like, out of money?
Yeah, there was.
I thought they got humbled a little bit, man, but I guess
things are good. Listen, college football is very popular.
Yes, it is.
College football is very popular, and it's still popular. Well, it's not as – no, it's still popular. They still get good numbers. They're doing just fine. Hey, Woody, we got to go to break here. We'll come back, and we'll jump in more of this.
It'll be a good one tomorrow, though, by the way, with Dan Radakovich coming on the 8 o'clock hour. That'll be pretty interesting.
I guess Dan knows. I didn't want to talk a lot about spring football tomorrow. We got to figure out what
he was at the baseball game the other night. I saw him. He was in that suite that you hang out in.
It's a good one.
I wasn't able to get in there.
It's a good one, Woody. I like that one. Hey, I do want to take a second to tell you about a couple of guys that are really good at what they do, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. 30 years of experience helping you, man. If you're an unhappy client out there, boy, I'll tell you what, you've had a lot of broken promises. You've been injured in an accident. You hired a law firm that makes promises, then they just haven't been able to keep them. Well, I know Cohen and Judah. Go to CohenandJudah.com and find out, because not only do they have 30-plus years of experience, they shake your hand when you walk in, and then they got your case and go right there. There's no handoffs to somebody that just joined the group that they're going to help a little bit here. We're talking about Plantation. That's where they are, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah in Plantation, working all of South Florida, but big results. Excellent client reviews. I want you to go to the website, and I can't say it enough, and that is CohenandJudah.com, and see some of the work they've done. Boy, I'll tell you what, personal injury, wrongful death, vehicle accident, slip and fall, anything you've been through. Listen, the smart thing to do is to check around anyway, do your homework. They're big on that, because they know when you go to their website and you see the work they've done that you might like that personal touch experience. And I'm talking about nothing's too small, and they go after the big boys too with great success. So whatever it is you're going through, visit the website. It's CohenandJudah.com, non-attorney spokesperson.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it is time for a stock market report sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. Futures are in the red here. Let's see. We got the Dow futures down 59 points. NASDAQ futures, they're up 33 points. There's a picture of old man Jerome there on the front page. Usually when you see him, followed by bad news. So best of luck to all players here this morning.
All right. And we got the grand opening today, I guess, for the Panthers. Is that what they're saying, Woody? We got people running around doing something today down in
our digital team, yeah.
Fort Lauderdale.
I think our digital team's going to be out there today doing some good work on social media and some video stuff, and from what I've heard.
All right.
What Dan Day told us, no?
Yes. Dan Day's going out for us today. And
Day does a great job with all that stuff. Big fan of Dan Day.
Let me tell you, that guy works, man. All day Dan Day works.
That's rare around here.
He's so here.
Good, yeah.
You got any more shots?
No.
You want any more shots?
I'm piggybacking off of you. You're monitoring people on Facebook so you can take shots. I like that.
I don't get me going. Thank you. Just leave it.
Things getting any better, you and your boss? He's coming in, by the way. He said he's on his way.
I never listened, so I don't know. Anyway, hey, we've got Nashville and the Panthers tomorrow. And I haven't seen new facility. I wanted to get out there and see that. I'm looking.
Put on the blades and get out there?
Well, I go out there
you
anyway.
You skate, do you?
No, but I play tennis out by those courts. They got tennis courts out there, good ones. Stop by and see the guys.
Yeah, you and your tennis.
Gotta see him, man. Try to get out. I guess the weather, man. I guess I goofed up on the Friday-Saturday thing, not looking good on the tennis weather. So there'll be some delayed matches. They'll be getting a whole bunch of them in and a lot of
– They put a little tent over the pickleball court so they can keep playing?
I don't know, Woody.
That's what people are going for anyway.
I don't know, Woody. So you – Here, just say anything you want. Just say anything stupid you want. People are going to the tennis match to watch pickleball. Go ahead and say it. Say it again.
No, you want some text?
Yeah.
Someone said, does Omar call the Heat soft? No, because he wants the free tickets. So he doesn't insult the Heat. The Bowden not wanting the SEC because the competition is laughable. Back then, the SEC was a joke. Yeah, whatever.
By the way,
the FSU people, I
know that.
You can't help but laugh at this
but
point.
Bobby had some really good teams that could have played against anybody. I know you don't want to hear that, and it's not the day, but Bobby had some really good football teams and could beat anybody. So, anyway, what else?
I see Dono just made it into the building. Maybe Dono's coming up next.
I don't know.
Do we know? We just happen to be big fans of Dono, so I don't know. Just saw him come in. look at the bright side. Maybe after FSU and Clemson leave, Miami can finally win the ACC. Sadly enough, it hasn't really been Clemson or FSU that's kept Miami from winning the ACC.
Who's it been?
You know. What do you mean, who's it been? When was the last time Clemson or FSU was really standing in the way of us winning the ACC?
How about Clemson 1 year? It was Clemson 1 year, wasn't it?
Maybe 1 year, but it's usually like the North Carolinas of the world.
Well, North Carolina has had a great record against them, yes.
Usually, you know, in the past has been those kinds
they
of
got
teams.
A lot more. They got a lot more problems than that. Georgia Tech, you can go through the list. Duke, no, they've had problems with a lot of teams there.
More money, more problems. Just look at the Dolphins, laughing my ass off. All right.
Just got to manage it, man. Just got to manage it. That's it.
The NBA is not what it was in the 80s. Lots of carries, travels, rules violations. You can take five steps and not get called.
I love the old basketball games. I love them. I love the Boston games against the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, I would take these games over, like, you know, watching a 75-76 slugfest. Like, I, you know, those games are not as fun. They're just because the players weren't as skilled.
So I'll take you back on some of those games in the 70s and 80s. You didn't like those Knicks and Heat games?
Those games were in the 70s.
They were low-scoring games. They barely, very seldom got to 100. They knocked the crap out of each other.
I know, but those got knocked down. By the way, not a ton of skilled players. Like, the Knicks didn't have any skilled players. Who was their best player, John Starks?
No, Patrick Ewing was their best player.
It's debatable.
You just said something. It's you realize. Debatable. No, you forgot he's on the team. You sound like a dumbass, so that's fine. But go ahead. Whatever you want to make.
Charles
make
Oakley and Charlie Ward and those guys. Come on, man. Those teams stunk. The only way they could win is if they mix it up with you.
Someday you're gonna do your own show. I just can't wait. We're gonna call it the dumbass.
No, it'll
show
be a bad. It'll be bad. I need you. I need to carry. You need to carry me around here.
Enough of my dumb.
Dono is coming up next, as far as I can tell. By the way, after us.
I know. Maybe Dono's just filling in for one of the other people.
What do you mean?
I don't know what Dono.
No, he's going to be working next. I believe.
Okay. Can I get?
I like Dono. I'm sorry. I'm promoting that he's coming up. I like him.
Can I just say, I've had a gut full of you for one day. I'll try it again tomorrow.
Why don't you go watch tennis in the rain, okay?
Whatever. Don't worry. Don't worry. I just need a break from you. All right, that's good.
Just don't
do
play.
It.
You'll end up hurt for a week.
We got Ian Cummings going to join us, and from Pro Football Network. We're going to talk about the draft as he's with Pro Football Network and get you caught up on some of that stuff. And so stay with us. We'll have that next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!